fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand.
Fantastic, thank you.
Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 28th day of April, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We have a volunteer this morning to do the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email. My email address is at my website. Everybody stand, right hand over the heart, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, and we'll turn it over to Deputy Sheriff Hendricks. Good morning, Deputy.
Good morning, John. And it's to join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Hendricks. Thank you. We look forward to you doing this again soon, sir.
You're welcome. God bless, and remember, kudzu is key.
Thank you, sir. Prepper tip of the day, work with your team, train with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. Very, very important. Okay, we have Patient Wayne in the green room. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events of the day and, of course, Simply Clean Foods all and the products that they offer. So we will do that here and just get going. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on today.
Good to have you, sir. Well, I've got some breaking news, maybe, or better described as information to help people here from discussions I've had recently. I found out that down in the country of Panama, the gun shops have all the American name brand ammunition you want, Winchester, Hornady, Federal, and so forth, all you want at normal prices, right now, all you want. And they have no trouble getting, the proprietors of these shops have no trouble getting as much more of the same ammunition that they want at normal prices. I find it a bit shocking and disturbing, don't you, Chance?
I do. And, you know, our goal, right, is to make sure that we have enough ammunition to protect our families. But, I mean, I'm sure that you've seen this as well. We had a local gun show here in town. And, you know, I had to pay this fee just to get into the gun show. And then I started going to these tables, John. And I'm telling you, I had shell shock. I mean, absolutely. I could not believe 9mm was going for three times the amount that, you know, it was just like 6 months ago.
Right.
It just seems to me that there are people that are taking advantage of a situation. Don't you agree?
Well, it's called price gouging. And we've seen it many other times. 9/11/01, by the end of the day, many service stations had increased their price of their gasoline tremendously, even though their costs had not changed at all. That's human nature, unfortunately, to take advantage of people like that. But that is the way it is. So moving on from there, I've also learned in the last 24 hours that men and women who work for the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency are very, very upset with the new director. Many are retiring early. Others are looking to transfer to other agencies if they can. One of the reasons being, this new director has said privately to the men and women that work there that he wants to take every gun from every American.
Brother, that's just...
You had to think about that, didn't you?
That just hits you right. Doesn't that hit you just right in the chest?
Absolutely.
You know, this is our Second Amendment right to bear arms, right? This is what our founders of our country decided early on that would be in our Constitution. Because if you leave it up to Big Brother, up to the government that, you know, is in place, you know, there will be, in most cases, totalitarian society if you're not able to protect yourself. So it's a bit shocking to hear that. I know that there's current legislation right now from a congressperson that's talking about making sure that we're able to keep our rights to bear arms, but also have a sidearm, you know, and a permit to do so. In New York right now. I don't know if you heard about that, but that's upsetting to hear, John.
The New York legislature?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, New York is pretty much controlled by the communists. I'm not sure anything like that would ever pass. And the governor probably would not sign it, even if it did pass their House and Senate in New York State. Once you get away from Metro New York City, most of the people in the state think and believe as normal Americans. Unfortunately, New York City and the suburbs control the rest of the state. I say unfortunately because that's the way it is.
Right.
That's the way it is. Chance, you got your fingers on the pulse of the food in this country, the availability of food, the price of food, and you talk to people in the industry. What do you hear about the future, near-term future, the next say, 7 months until the end of the year, about availability and price of food at the supermarkets? What are you hearing?
John, you know, we were chatting about this last week a little bit. I speak with manufacturers of raw products from all over the world, not just here in the U.S., and they all are saying exactly the same thing. There is no way that we can guarantee the price that you are paying today will be that price that you're going to pay in just a few months. So, you know, you might want to go ahead and stock up while you can. Now, what that means to us is, you know, we don't want to have to raise prices. You know, we haven't raised our prices in, oh my gosh, 3 years? 3 years? We just left our prices alone. And the only reason we can do that is because, you know, you have to look ahead. You have to plan for the future, and you have to buy in bulk. But it's not just food. I'm hearing from, we're building a house right now, so I'm hearing from contractors. Sheetrock mud, of all things, it's a simple product, has gone up 35%. Lumber has gone up 60% in some cases, right? Your standard stud, 2x4x8, has gone up 40%. I mean, it's all over the country, and so it's just proper planning. If there is a solution to this, it's proper planning. But I heard someone say yesterday, I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I was in the little general store that we have here, and a guy said it's actually hyperinflation. It's hyperinflation. You're seeing it at the gas pump. You're seeing it everywhere. And no one's talking about it. They just know that your money does not go as far as it did just 6 months ago. And I don't think the outlook. I think it's going to be bleak, brother. I really think that we're going to continue to see this through the end of the year.
Well, I don't doubt for that for a moment. Typically we think of long-term storage food, freeze-dried food, as something to keep in the event of emergency, being unemployed, an ice storm, whatever it might be. But we're quickly getting to the point where if a person bought a one-year supply of food, this time next year, they might be eating food that they stored up at half the price of what it would be at the supermarket, couldn't they?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, if it follows the lines of other commodities, you're looking at a 40% increase in the price of even freeze-dried food over the next, 3 years until the end of this administration, right? So we're going to have to rein this in, John, but I can't think personally. Yeah, there's precious metals out there, right? There's these cryptos. I can't think of a better investment for your family than food. There's no better investment because you're going to eat it anyway. And our food is designed to be used every single day because you can't buy clean food in many cases in your local market, right? Like our fruits and vegetables, for example. So right. There is no better investment, in my opinion. We preach and we preach and we try to share and educate people. But in the end, John, you've got to pull the trigger. You've got to make that decision to prepare your family. Our grand assortment pack, it's already 40% off of what it would cost you retail, right? That same pack will probably go up 40% in the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, in addition to everything, and I agree with everything you said, by the way, Chance, in addition to that, what a great barter item. If you've got food stored up from Simply Clean Foods, and somebody may have something you need, maybe it might be a medical supply, maybe some ammunition, maybe some soap, any number of things, toilet paper. You've got something that has high value that people would instantly recognize as something worthwhile accepting in trade, wouldn't they?
Well, absolutely. Food is one of the best items to barter for, and you're going to need other things like we talked about earlier. You're going to need ammo, right? You're going to need water filtration. You're going to need fuel. You're going to need maybe other weapon platforms, right? So food is an amazing, amazing product to barter for in the near future.
Well, people are always looking for great items that they can store and have for future use for themselves. It's really a win-win situation when you store up food because it's ready to go for literally, if kept in a cool, dry place, decades into the future for your own use. Maybe as a legacy for our children and grandchildren, or to use for barter for unforeseen circumstances. So it's a win-win situation anyway, in every way you look at it, isn't it, Chance?
Yeah, and then I'll add one more, John. So you and I, we're believers, right? And so when the proverbial, crap hits the fan, that's not the word I was going to use.
Right.
You're going to have other people that have not prepared that are going to need your help, right? And as believers, that's what we're to do. We're supposed to, assist, right, physically for the physical needs, but also for the spiritual needs. And one thing I like to say is, wouldn't it be wonderful for your neighbor down the road, maybe it's a mother and a small child that needs some help. You bring them into your home. You sit them down at the kitchen table, you feed them a hot meal, then you open up the Bible and you feed them the spiritual food that they're going to need to get through whatever is going on at that time. That's what this is all about. And so when you're preparing, it is good to think of other people, if you choose to do so, that's the right thing to do, to think of other people when you're preparing and order just a little extra.
And that's just smart. That's wise. Pharaoh was warned about a coming famine, and he paid heed, and they stored up 7 years' worth of grain. In fact, those grain storage facilities were just recently found, I think, in the last 10 years, massive underground silos that were found that were used in that period of time. So there's nothing new about storing up food to prepare for hard times, is there?
No, yeah, that was Pharaoh of Egypt and Joseph, who was a part of that. No, there's nothing new. As a matter of fact, you only have to go back three or four generations, maybe less depending on your age, and look at what your great-grandmother or grandmother did and grandfather did. This was commonplace, right? We didn't have the technology then that we have now to freeze-dry products that last 20 years. So having a root cellar, having a canning, right, was very, very popular. Putting away food during the season, the harvest season, for the winter was and still is in some areas of the world, a commonplace. It is because we have been spoiled that has not, it's not something that everyone does, right? We have been spoiled. But know this, folks. Yes, it's convenient to go down to your local market, right, and be able to buy anything your heart desires for food. But also know, not like it was in the old days, in the 70s and 80s, they used to have a backstock. Now, as we've seen, right, with this COVID situation, what we've seen is those grocery store shelves will be emptied in less than 24 hours because the stores only carry a 72-hour inventory stock. 72 hours. So we've seen it, folks. You don't have to do any research there. I mean, it's right in your face. You need to plan.
Well, you're getting your heads up here, ladies and gentlemen. And if you got a question or comment for Chance, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, the next couple of weeks, you've got, did you say 11 new products you're going to be in your inventory?
Yes, sir. I'm kind of excited. So if I burst here, because I've been working on this particular project now for 2 months, and it is finally, our testing has been completed. You know, we test everything for heavy metals. We test everything for purity. And so these items that I'm about to mention are coming from all over the world. And I'll just mention, I'll just go through the list here. I've got a organic quinoa coming in that's the finest in the world. I've got organic flaxseed coming in, organic chia seed coming in. I've got ashwagandha. I don't know if you've heard of ashwagandha before, but folks, this is an ancient herb, right? It's been used for medicinal purposes, for thousands of years. And it's really the most commonplace. And again, let me say this as a waiver. I'm not a doctor and I'm not prescribing you medication. And, you know, it's not designed to be a cure for any disease. But it's been used for many years to help with anxiety and stress, depression. And in men, it boosts fertility and boosts the natural production of testosterone in men. And then the final benefit is memory. It boosts your brain function, right? So ashwagandha is an amazing, amazing herb, and that's coming in as well. Cumin, the best quality cumin that can be found in the world. Turmeric is coming in, the best quality, 100% turmeric. Citronella. Now, this is something that I like. If folks don't know, citronella is used to, you see it in candles quite a bit,
right?
For mosquitoes, right? To keep the mosquitoes away. This is 100% pure citronella oil. So you can put this in a vaporizer, put it outside, plug it in, and keep those mosquitoes. We're coming into that season, John, and that's a serious thing for a lot of people, especially us down here in the South, you know, Central America, Southwest area. Mosquitoes are just right.
Hold on, Chance. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 28th day of April. We're visiting this hour sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. If you don't have internet access and you want to get access to these great foods, just give Chance a call at 737-400-2066. I say again, 737-400-2066. And the coupon code is LibertyMan. You get a nice discount with the coupon code, don't you, Chance?
Yes, sir. And that also lets us know where that order comes from. We offer promotions on a regular basis. And so if you use that code LibertyMan, whatever that promotion is at that time, you know, we can go ahead and put those extra products in your package. So I left off, I think, at citronella. Great for, you know, mosquito repellent, right? And very pleasing aroma as well. We're also bringing in the highest grade coconut oil that can be found in the entire world.
Really?
It's as pure, yes, it's as pure as coconut oil gets. It has been tested, third-party tested. It's an amazing, amazing product, and there is a difference out there. The next item is Ceylon tea. Ceylon tea is a black tea from Sri Lanka. In that region of the world, it is one of the most revered teas. Because it is a black tea, it's got this flavor that is amazing. I've had it. It's wonderful. So if you're not a coffee drinker, or you know, maybe your stomach can't handle the coffee, try the Ceylon tea. It is really, really good, but it does have a bit of caffeine in it. The last two items are mint leaf. So if you want to add just a little bit of mint to maybe a recipe, maybe some fish or lamb or something like that, that's a wonderful product, very affordable. And the last item is very, very exciting. This is Persian saffron. Saffron is a spice. It's more like a thread that comes off of a flower that's found in certain regions of the world. But in Persia, and they call it Afghan saffron, it is considered to be the finest in the entire world and sells even on Amazon for up to $1,000 an ounce, right? It averages about $300 an ounce, but up to $1,000 an ounce. So, folks, that's getting right up there with gold. But that product that we're bringing in is beautiful. I mean, it is so beautiful. We're going to be selling it in 1 gram containers. If you don't know what saffron is used for, you might want to Google that. It's really popular in like a basmati rice, paella, risotto, some teas, or you know, organic teas and desserts. But it's considered one of the finest spices in the world. And we have a relationship with the farmers, in this area, where we were able to purchase by the kilo and got an amazing price that I'm telling you, folks, that you can check it for yourself. You will not be able to see this price anywhere on the globe, It's just an amazing price that we were able to negotiate, and we're really excited. So just real quick, I want to go over those items again. Quinoa, flaxseed, chia seed, ashwagandha, cumin, turmeric, citronella oil, coconut oil, Ceylon tea, mint leaf, and saffron from Persia.
Pretty amazing. Well, we appreciate the effort you're putting into this chance to find new food products, new teas that will help people to have a more varied diet, or more of a fun diet. Food should not be, even long-term storage food doesn't have to be boring and bland, does it, sir?
No, absolutely not. And so if you're in a situation that's already stressful, you know, why would you want to sit down, you know, maybe you're on the run even, why would you want to stop and eat food just to fill your belly, right? In many cases, I'm not going to put down any other companies out there, but in cases, you know, these other companies are offering just carbs, it's dead food, but it's just carbs to fill your stomach. And that's not what's going to get you through that event, right? You need energy, right? You need natural energy, and that's what your body requires. So that's what our food is there for. It's clean, it's tested. All of our products are either organic, non-GMO, but every product is also tested for heavy metals. And so it's interesting to say this, but most of our food we, you know, procure from overseas, and there's a good reason for that. They don't seem to have as many metals like aluminum and boron that are sprayed in these regions of the world where we do here, as well as Europe and parts of South America, especially Mexico. They're the heavy metals. We have actually refused shipments because of the heavy metals, the concentrations in the food. So it is important that you keep that out of your system.
It's very important. It's really not optional. As I've been getting older, I've noticed among my peers my same age, the consequences of their lifestyles, what they eat, what they didn't eat, and so forth. And it does add up. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 28th of April. Well, we got some new things posted at my website in the COVID section. It's been a challenge to get these things posted, but my webmaster, Tim Spencer, is up to the task, and you'll see new things posted there. We now got the first two things in panel number one, the COVID panel number one. One is a video interview with Dr. Mike Yaden. The other is a written interview with Dr. Michael Yaden. The strongest, most impeccable credentials that you can imagine. Former vice president at Pfizer, the former director of research at Pfizer, a man who loves and believes in what he considers to be safe and effective vaccines. He's basically saying that the vaccines will kill you. That's what he's saying publicly. This week, we're getting caught up on energy cleaner orders. I'm looking at 15 orders. It'll be shipped today and probably a few more before I get to the post office. If you have issues with arthritis pain and issues with sleep, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. And we got them in stock now as of yesterday. Mattress pads in stock, and we'll help you get your relief as quickly as possible. You can order your energy cleaner and your mattress pad at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, looks like Chance has to go take care of some business. So,
hey, John, real quick. I've got a deputy sheriff at our gate. He's trying to get some cows that are on the road. I'm going to go help him. But real quick, we're roasting coffee today. And so before I go, and John, I haven't forgot, I'm going to get you a big pouch of that coffee.
Okay.
This is important. If you use the code LibertyMan in the next 72 hours, I'm going to send everyone a free sample of this coffee that we just roasted. It's enough coffee for a full pot. You're going to get hooked. It's amazing coffee, organic from Honduras. I just want to put that out there. If you could repeat that maybe towards the end of the show, free sample of our coffee. And I do have to run. It looks like he's having a problem. Okay.
We'll take care of the cattle. Okay. Thank you, Chance. Appreciate it. Well, anyway, we have energy cleaners and mattress pads in stock ready for immediate shipment. And you can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there to send me a check. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Orders only, please. 800-592-9543. All right. Well, we'll have since Chance has to take care of helping the deputy sheriff get the cattle off the road, we will have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Yes, my goodness. I know there's hundreds, I hope thousands, of private groups around the country that meet once a month, twice a month, for training purposes, to get together and work on their secure location that they plan on going to once they need to go there. Sometimes they're already living there, like I am. And I know since the election, these hundreds of groups around the country have increased their training and increased their preparedness. I know that firsthand because I'm in touch with several. We got a caller on hold here, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Yes, the producer informs me that Chance had to run an errand there, had to do something. I was going to suggest to him that if he and his wife had male triplets, they could name them Second Chance, Last Chance, and No Chance, you know, instead of Junior. You know.
Well, that's excellent. And as I said before, Glenn, don't quit your day job.
Yeah, exactly. That was, and of course, and he had said earlier, you were talking about purchasing, making food purchases, and he said at some point you have to pull the trigger. I was surprised you didn't correct him and tell him you're supposed to squeeze the trigger.
That's for Firearms Monday when we get into that kind of nuance.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Alrighty. And then the other thing, I just got off of work. Maybe I'm a little punchy and mischievous. I don't know. But you know what? This turmeric thing is killing me because everybody out there is selling turmeric, but nobody knows how to pronounce it. They keep saying, like, it's T-U-M. It's T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, turmeric. Now, people might quibble about which syllable to put the emphasis on. You know, like insurance versus down south, they say insurance versus insurance up here in the north. But some people say turmeric, some people say turmeric. They put that. But no matter how you slice it, it's never T-U-M. It's T-U-R. So, like, everybody's, Alex Jones is selling turmeric, he says turmeric. Bagley's selling turmeric, he says turmeric. It's like, it's not T-U-M. The whole world's driving me nuts on the turmeric thing. It's a very good anti-inflammatory. And so the turmeric's anti-inflammatory. The ashwagandha helps lower cortisol levels. To put some of these things together, and you can really do your sore aching body some good.
Well, refresh our memory now. What is the proper pronunciation of that word, sir?
Well, it's T-U-R, turmeric. Or some
turmeric.
People say, yeah, turmeric. Yeah, not T-U-M, it's T-U-R. And curcumin, there's a difference between curcumin, which is the active ingredient, it's the chemical in the turmeric. So the turmeric spice contains the curcumin. Now, cumin itself is another spice, a different spice, but that's made from parsley. That's a parsley derivative. But, yeah, so there's, it's, you know, some people say turmeric, some people say turmeric. either way, it's to you, R. So that's a good thing.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for the lesson in grammar and pronunciation there.
Now to something with a little more gravity. I'm hearing that they're going to put the J&J vaccine back into service. Are you familiar? Are you aware of what's going on?
Well, we kind of expected that. So that doesn't surprise me, not at all. Word from the CDC?
I've actually heard it from several people, and I heard some like quote from Fauci or something, who like he really put lipstick on the pig. He was like, "Oh yes, they've decided to renew the distribution." Try to use some wordy term, to renew the distribution or something of it. And it's like, okay, so if they start using this again, like right now we're in this strange time phase where, if you're following Sherry Tenpenny and the other people, we're in this build-up phase of the spike proteins and the antibodies for the messenger RNA vaccines, the Pfizer and Moderna. And so it's this sort of wait-and-see period where this stuff builds up and eventually wreaks havoc. However, the damage done by the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is much more immediate. So if they start using that again right away, we're going to see, more cases pop up for that, and they'll only have to stop it again. Now, AstraZeneca applied for a permit to be distributed in the United States, and I've not heard anything further about that. It's been 3 or 4 weeks since I heard that they were applying. I don't know that they're going to, but what I have heard is there's all this tragic death going on in India because of starvation, which is, been a big contributor to that. It was the lockdowns and the economic damage. But then Biden is supposedly saying that they're going to send tens of millions of doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to India. Talk about rubbing salt in the wound or adding insult to injury. I mean, they're already dealing with the lockdown problems and the famine and that sort of thing. On top of that, they're going to send them the vaccine that was rejected by many European nations in the Philippines. The Germans stayed away from the AstraZeneca, like crazy. And the Indians Indians already have a bad taste in their mouth because of vaccine problems caused by Gates' stuff. So
bad taste. I think we're past the point of bad taste. Bill Gates will be arrested the moment his feet touches the tarmac in India if he ever goes back there.
Well, he's got a big stake in Moderna, but not so much AstraZeneca. But just the idea that the United States is presuming to send them a vaccine that everybody else rejected, and they caused a lot of clotting disorders. I mean, in these emaciated, dehydrated people, if AstraZeneca caused clotting disorders in relatively healthy, comparatively well-hydrated Europeans, it's going to ravage the Indian population if they start using AstraZeneca.
Well, people in India are very bright. There's a large percentage that are well-educated, have high IQs, well-educated. That part of the population, at least I hope, will figure it out and avoid these vaccinations. And we shall see, shan't we?
Oh, yeah. I know. At some point, like I say, the masses are going to rise up with pitchforks and torches and come after the people who are killing them. So, all right, John, I guess that's enough.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Tell Chance I said
hi. We appreciate the call. Thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. We have lots of issues. The economy, international events involving China and Russia, the fraudulent election that took place last November, no shortage of issues. However, the COVID vaccine is number one. That's what's going to kill the most people the quickest, is these COVID vaccines. I have no doubt that everybody listening to me, unless it may be an Amish family, and we do have some Amish listeners, by the way, have people they're related to by blood and marriage, close friends, people they love, that will be dead in a year or so because they took the COVID shot. what a harsh reality that is. There's still a number of people, I met some this week, who were on the fence. They were pondering it. They were thinking about it and considering it. And following a short five-minute visit with me, they changed their minds. And what I emphasize is what John Moore thinks and believes doesn't really matter. What Dr. Mike Yaden thinks and believes, that's what matters. He's a scientist. What am I? I'm a radio talk show host, broadcast journalist, homicide detective. I have no scientific credentials at all. None. Zippo. Other than living with my wife, Dr. Moore, for more than 30 years. You know, I have no scientific or medical credentials. Dr. Mike Yaden, however, and I'm going to keep emphasizing this because it's literally a matter of life and death. It's not a flippant statement to say it's a matter of life and death in this case, which we hear that flippantly a lot. No, this is not a flippant statement. It's as real can be, that the COVID shots will be killing most of the people who take it within a year to a couple, two, 3 years. Who's going to be the first to die? Well, they're the most people most at risk already because they're fragile. They're over age 70. They're obese. They have diabetes. They have heart issues. They have lung issues. That's the ones that are going to die first because they're already so fragile and so much at risk. After that comes, well, pretty much everybody else. There's multiple COVID-type viruses, at least 20, maybe more. There's more varieties being hatched all the time because the way these things change themselves. The protection provided by the COVID shots is marginal. Even the manufacturers say it won't keep you from getting it. It cuts down on how bad it is. In addition, what happens, and we know what happens because of the previous attempts to make the COVID shot, all ended with the animal testing because all the animals died. The COVID shots prevent and stop your immune system from working the way it's supposed to work. That's what happens. In layman's terms. And I will continue to talk about this a lot. No apologies. It's because it's literally a matter of life and death. I know that people I love, people I'm related to by blood and by marriage, I know they'll be dead in a year or less. I know that. And I'm working to come to grips with that emotionally and spiritually, and you need to be doing the same thing. I just sent a note to a friend this morning telling her that she needs to live her life that the next year as if it will be the last year of her life. I attempted to warn her not to get the shot. She got the shot anyway, two shots. And she's now expressed some regret, but you can't be unvaccinated. Once you've taken the COVID shot, you can't be unvaccinated. That can't happen. There's chelation therapies for all kinds of things, heavy metals in your blood and your body and so forth. There's no chelation therapy to get rid of the COVID shot once you've had it. You're finished. You're done. What can help, what might help, would be thoughtful prayer. Prayer can cure anything. I know that. I hope most of you know that also. So, yes. I will continue adding to the COVID panels on my website, the interviews, the videos. Dr. Mike Yaden apparently is on a roll in terms of granting interviews, and it seems like each interview he does, he exposes something new. Now, here's another something, I've mentioned this before on the air, but I need to talk about some more. There was a doctor who did a presentation down in Oklahoma last week about the COVID shots and related matters, and she said the following about infants wearing a mask, children under age five, wearing a mask. It causes permanent, non-reversible brain damage when a child under age five wears a mask. How evil and how barbaric is that? These parents permanently causing brain damage in their little children, their infant children, by having them wear a mask. I know it's out of ignorance. They think they're doing the right thing. They think they're protecting their child from a form of the flu that doesn't kill children. Their child has more chance of dying from a lightning strike, percentage-wise, than dying from the COVID. They do. So educate yourself. You cannot begin to inform others about the dangers of the COVID shot if you don't understand them yourself. That's why I'm saying this. Here's our break. Be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone. Oh.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday the 28th. For you new listeners, that audio clip was from the film We Were Soldiers. That was Colonel Hal Moore given the order to fix bayonets at the Battle of Ai Drang. It was a docudrama about one of the largest ground battles during the Vietnam War. Very dramatic moment. When you're ordered to fix bayonets, it means you're just about out of ammunition. You're going to be fighting for your life with a knife on the end of your rifle. That's what a bayonet is, a big knife on the end of your rifle. That's about as desperate as it gets. Okay. I know this whole make-believe pandemic gets old. There is no pandemic. There is no pandemic. And we need to get that in the front of our brains. There is not a pandemic. The numbers to create the pandemic come from the PCR tests, which are notorious for false positives, very notorious. The deaths come from inflated numbers, where the state of Washington, it was around June of last year, maybe June or July of last year, the state of Washington publicly admitted that all gunshot victims who died were listed officially as a COVID death. And there's on and on and on. Please recall the MASH unit set up in Central Park, just like MASH, the TV show, the hospital tents in Central Park to take care of all the sick people from COVID they finally took them down because nobody showed up. The hospital ships in New York Harbor and off the West Coast waiting for all the influx of people sick. Nobody showed up. I think they may have had 8 or 10 people on that hospital ship there in New York Harbor. Being told that we need to lock down the country for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. All it did is make it worse. Well, 2 weeks has passed more than a year ago. And what has happened in that year? We've destroyed tens of thousands of businesses. We destroyed the lives of millions of people because they've lost their employment. We're having young people commit suicide because they're so despondent over being locked down. And, of course, the tens of thousands of people are getting the direct effects. I'm not calling them side effects anymore, the direct effects of the vaccine, the COVID shots, and all the pain and suffering that these shots are causing. It's not over. I meet people all the time who are looking forward to it being over. It's not going to be over for quite a while. Here's our break. We'll be back with Professor McCanny. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.